Maria Teresa González Quevedo was born in Madrid, Spain on April 12, 1930. Now, Teresita Quevedo was a difficult child, the youngest of three children in a wealthy Spanish family. Teresita is a bundle of happiness. Everyone loves her, her mother wrote. Pretty as a picture, but terribly self-willed. Her self-will led to tantrums, often in response to being served food she didn't like. She was such a little terror that she was given the nickname Venenito, which means little poison. Like many parents, Teresitas were near despair over her temper, but fussy, volatile Teresita was destined for more. Now, Teresita's first Holy Communion was a decisive turning point in her life, and those around her could not fail to notice a difference. After her first Holy Communion, Teresita became ever more humble. She took correction much better, and she never willingly missed daily Mass. From that moment, she was a changed girl. Now, as she received her Lord for the first time, little Teresita made a sort of consecration to Mary, promising to offer all her little sacrifices as gifts to the Blessed Mother. Teresita began attending Our Lady of Mount Carmel Academy, run by the Carmelites of Charity. Her aunt, Mother Teresa, was the prefect of discipline as well as a teacher there. Although Teresita had a repugnance towards books, she worked hard to overcome herself, and she became so exemplary a student that she was much sought after by the other students for help in their studies. Now, how did she respond to the help others sought? Well, as one of her classmates attests, she gave it generously to everyone, regardless. The girls throughout the academy loved her. She naturally excelled in art, and in particular drawing, and this artistic sense extended to the way she dressed, to the point where she even received an award for being best dressed. But as a teacher, Sister Ramona commented, "I often wondered how she could be as humble and simple as she was. For many, a girl with her physical grace would have been as proud as a peacock." A few years later, 10-year-old Teresita was on a school retreat when she wrote out her life's resolution. "I have decided to become a saint." But for all her devotion to Our Lady and her desire for holiness, Teresita remained a high-spirited child and often got into trouble at home and school. In short, Teresita was fun. She was beautiful and talented and popular and a bit mischievous. Her desire for holiness didn't make her awkward. Her love of the Lord didn't make her dull. Even her motto, "Mother, may those who see me see you," didn't make her bland and uninteresting, like some plaster image of the Virgin Mary. Teresita understood well that holiness is being fully alive, fully of yourself, for the glory of God. So the girl who longed to be a saint was elected best dressed in her class, became captain of the basketball team, and loved to watch bullfights, loved dancing, was excellent at tennis, and was well loved by all. But for Teresita, it was love of the Lord and His mother that really mattered. Now, as captain, she inspired her teammates to do their best in order to honor their school and Our Lady, leading them to attend Mass, pray the Rosary, and consecrate themselves to Mary every day during their season, which ultimately led to winning the championship. From an early childhood, Teresita had been passionately devoted to the Virgin Mary. "I love our Lord with all my heart, but He wants me to love Our Lady in a special way and to go to Him with my hand in Mary's." She loved the Blessed Mother so well that when she heard of St. Louis de Montfort's total consecration to Mary and asked the priest about it, he explained to her that she had already been living this consecration. Now, as Teresita approached her senior year of high school, she became aware that Mary was drawing her to belong to Jesus in a profound way. Just before Christmas, the most popular girl in the school approached the superior of the Carmelite order and asked permission to enter. And so, at just 17, Teresita Quevedo left behind home and family and pretty clothes and tennis rackets and dance cards and bullfights to become a bride of Christ. She threw herself into the life of the convent as she had thrown herself into her life in the world. Though the extroverted little saint struggled mightily with the silence and long hours of prayer expected of her, she offered all of her successes and failures to Mary each day to be purified and given to Christ. Now, on the day Teresita received the habit, she took the name of Sister Maria Teresa of Jesus and made a vow never to commit a deliberate venial sin. Only 2 days after entering Carmel, Teresita received a premonition that she would die soon. Rather than being afraid, she was overjoyed at the prospect of going home to heaven. Not long after, Teresita contracted tuberculosis meningitis. She suffered terribly, refusing painkillers, even for spinal taps, so that she could unite her sufferings to Christ. Finally, on Holy Saturday 1950, Teresita's eyes cleared, her face lit up, and she called out her last words, "How beautiful, oh Mary, how beautiful you are." Venerable Teresita Quevedo stands as a witness to God's power to transform the most ill-tempered and to capture the hearts of the most popular and beautiful among us, as well as the lost and the broken. Let's ask her intercession for young people who are afraid to give their hearts to Christ because of what they might lose. Venerable Teresita Quevedo, pray for us.